Well, to make it anyway humanizing, first of all, to consider the human. So in these situations, I certainly understand having the best interests of the public and the community in mind. I also understand that the process of helping people and the process of correction. And with that, I would think that the ideal would to be to give opportunities for improvement, advancement, personal development, not to continue to oppress and object and traumatize people. So with me, when I look at the prosecutorial process, it's just like it's a setup. It's a setup to fail from the get-go. At no point, it's very hard to find, especially when you are of limited resources and income, it's very hard to find anyone who is genuinely invested in serving you justice or having you be represented justly. So you have the public defender's office, in which is supposed to support you, which also continues to oppress you and demean you and make you feel as if you're obsolete and insecure. But then you have the prosecution that's virtually there to try to take your life from you or break you in some way. And when people are experiencing human experiences like addiction, like mental health crises, like homelessness or lack of necessities, it's inhumane to continue to criminalize and punish them for that without finding opportunities to help support those areas. And so for me, my experience was a little different, but I was incarcerated with many women who were there because they were suffering in society. And society didn't care to help support them. Instead, society wanted to throw them away. And that is not justice. And so this prosecutorial process is very it's like entrapment. And I don't find, you know, and another thing that also has been very difficult for me is that I've had situations where I've known that I was completely innocent, but the opportunity to prove my innocence has not been fully awarded to me. And that's from both the prosecution and the public defense. You know, so if there's this the term and the title is public defending, when is that going to start? When are people going to be considered and looked at as people and helped and supported through their you know, issues to help reduce recidivism or redirect that activity, the criminal activity? So it's just an entrapment, if you ask me.